What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
Hey everyone, it's Albert Parker here. I'm the host of the new Hollywood Hustle podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show where we stop gawking at red carpets and start following the money. We dive deep into the financial secrets that keep Hollywood thriving. Not gossip, not just celebrity dirt, real structures, real cash flows, the corporate chess moves that decide what gets greenlit and what gets buried. Who actually owns Hollywood? Who makes the real money? And who's just along for the ride? So what makes Hollywood Hustle stand out? We don't just report headlines, we unpack them. Now, how do you listen? Hollywood Hustle Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. For ad-free episodes, be sure to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey, this is Tyler Mannion. You're listening to You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast. Check it out.
Door creaks open, static on the screen. Pop that corn, cue the scream. Late in the closet, mask in the van. We're laughing in the dark, remote in hand. You can't kill the boogeyman. The hate keeps coming back again. Oh, yeah. Grab your snacks and hold my hand. It's You Can't Kill the Boogeyman.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Sammy.
And today, we're doing a little something different. We don't have a movie review for you today because we've had a lot going on personally and everything like that. Make sure you check out our last episode with Danielle Harris. That was kind of a crossover episode.
Super fun.
She's a lot of fun. We'll be interviewing Scout next month on the 13th. That will be an exclusive Robbie review interview. So check that out. If you don't know who Scout is, she was in Talk Scary with Danielle Harris. That was her like partner in crime.
And also Halloween.
Halloween.
Rob Zombies.
Rob Zombies, Halloween, and all that. So she's an actress. So we were lucky to get her on. So yeah, she'll be on. She'll be joining us. So if you have any questions for Scout, a lot of people have seen her like on at cons, and I know she was at Spooky Empire. Speaking of Spooky Empire, we will be at Spooky Empire at the end of the month.
Yep, in Orlando.
Yep, I believe it's the 29th through the 31st.
Yeah, it's right after Memorial Day.
Yep.
That week.
If you're going to be in the Orlando area, drop by the show, pick up some merch. We got some pretty cool shirts going, exclusive stuff that has not been out before. Also, definitely, if you're looking for merch, horror merchandise, definitely shop at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We yes. are expanding into other areas. Mm-hmm. Right now we have horror merchandise, but there's exclusive shirts there that will not be ever going to cons. So if you want to buy them, you got to go to our website to actually buy them.
Yes.
Limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Make sure you check out our sponsor show, Canvas and Crimes. Mm-hmm. If you are into serial killers or if you're into true crimes, you're going to love it. It's Canvas and Crimes. Check it out. She has killer shot glasses. She paints.
Mm-hmm. And she does some stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. Custom portraits if you'd like. So hit her up.
Yeah.
Elizabeth. She's
very cool.
She's great. Mm-hmm. She's very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that definitely subscribe to Limitless Broadcasting if you want to get this show and all of our other shows ad-free. If you guys are tired of ads, that's the only way to get our programming ad-free is mm-hmm. if you subscribe.
Yep.
And by doing that, it definitely helps us out.
Yeah.
You support a thriving media network. Mm-hmm. And you can do they can do that for only $7 a month.
Yeah.
You can get
a bargain.
Yeah.
Compared to everything else.
I mean, that's less than a Starbucks cup of coffee, depending on which one you get. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Support us. If you'd like to donate money to us, we are open to donations as well. If you don't want to join, but you want to support us, go to Limitless Broadcasting and hit the donate button.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. So today we're going to play a little game. It's trivia, horror trivia.
Mm-hmm. See how this goes.
I don't know how many I'm going to get right. I don't know how many she's going to get right. But let's check it out. Let's see how of much a horror history we got.
All right. So let's see. Do you know anything about a film called Porno or Screaming Yellow Theater?
No.
Okay. So do you want to guess?
What's the question?
What species of demon did five teen employees accidentally unleash into the local movie theater in the 2019 film Porno? What species of demon?
What species of demon?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Gremlins?
Maybe. That would make sense.
That right? would.
If it's based on the gremlin.
But let's I don't know. See.
Succubus.
A succubus.
Yes.
Okay. Well, not starting strong.
No. Maybe we should watch that movie.
Do you know anything about 28 Days Later?
I mean, probably a little, right?
You should, because we watched
it. We watched it, so we'll see.
I think we purposely was going to do a breakdown of it. In 2002 film, 28 Days Later, what activist group is blamed for releasing the virus?
There was an activist group that was blamed?
Yeah, they started it.
Oh. I thought we were playing this together, and you already looked at the answer.
Oh, that's how you
what I did. I okay. didn't put mine over until.
Oh, okay. So,
well, what's the answer?
It's the animal rights. That's animal rights thought. Activists.
I really don't even remember that. I
yeah, they had all the monkeys in the beginning.
Oh,
clearly okay. we're gonna have to go back and watch this.
I kind of remember that now. Wow, a lot of people probably hate me for all that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. What actor stars as a psychiatrist in the 2009 film Antichrist that's directed by Lars von Trier? Tagline, he'll tear your soul apart. Name. Oh, no, that's a different one. Sorry.
I have no idea.
So what actor is the psychiatrist in the movie Antichrist?
I have no idea.
No clue. Let's see. Oh, William Dafoe's in it.
Clearly, we have not seen that.
No, 2009. Well, that's before I met you.
Okay. Long Night at Camp Blood was the original working title of what 1980 slasher film?
Is Sleepaway Camp 1980 or is that older?
The question is again, Long Night at Camp Blood was the original working title of what 1980s slasher film?
Is it Friday the 13th?
I'm going to say Friday the 13th.
That came out in 1980. That's probably what it is.
So let's check it out. And Friday the 13th is correct.
Woo.
We got our first one correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Here's the tagline, which I was confusing with the other movie. Tagline: he'll tear your soul apart. Name the movie. I mean, it sounds like some sort of...
Is it the Wishmaster?
Devil or vampire? Hellraiser.
Oh, that would have been my next guess, but he was, should have said that he first. Was saying he'll tear your soul apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Scream... Oh, what God. Is Randy's response when asked what his favorite scary movie is?
Oh, you know the whole line, don't you?
Isn't it Showgirls? Showgirls.
You can do the whole. Yeah. Well, we have it on a t-shirt. Yeah. At least.
If you want to check out the Randy stuff.
Yeah.
Is on LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com. We'll check
it. Make sure. But
yeah, I think it's Showgirls. And Showgirls is the answer.
Yep. This one, I think we can get. Do you want to play a game? Name the movie franchise.
Isn't that Saw?
Yeah. Let's see. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the camp in the 1983 film Sleepaway Camp?
I was close then with the years on those movies.
Yeah. Sleepaway Camp came out in 1983 and...
Friday the 13th was 3 years before that. That makes sense. Everyone's going to want to do a
Everybody's going to want to copy.
After that.
What was the name of the camp?
I don't think I've ever seen Sleepaway Camp.
Film Sleepaway. Jigsaw?
I have no idea.
I don't know. That was a guess. Camp
Arawak.
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 Wherever.
Whatever the fuck it is.
So clearly we have never seen that.
Let's see. Also known as Hatchet 4, Adam Green wrote and directed what 2017 American comedy slasher film? 2017 Hatchet 4.
Hatchet 4, he also did... Is it Stream?
Victor Crowley.
I would have never gotten that.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Is that a horror? It must be a horror movie. I feel like some of this I'm using to make a list of things we should obviously watch. You know?
Okay. Next question. What movie series is based on the real life of Ed and Lorne Warren?
Oh, it's...
Lorraine Warren. I'm sorry. Let me reread that again. What movie series is based on the real life work of Ed and Lorraine Warren?
It's the Conjuring movies with all the fucking doll and shit.
Yep. That's it.
Ugh.
I could not say Lorraine for the life of me. So
it's okay. You got there. Felissa Rose is most notably known for her film debut in what 1983 American slasher film about summer camp?
Sleepaway Camp, right? You know what? The way I know that is because she always still gets booked.
Yeah, she's at like every con for that.
Come meet Felissa...
Rose.
Felissa Rose.
Yeah.
She actually has a new podcast. The guy that plays Leatherface.
Yeah.
They actually have a podcast together.
That's cool.
I don't know what it's called, but...
Well, there you go.
There you go. What 2020 documentary produced by the horror streaming service Shudder focuses on the alleged curse of iconic horror films such as The Poltergeist and The Crow?
They want the name of it?
Yeah, I don't even know this one.
No idea.
If you guys subscribe to Shudder, let us know how it is.
Yeah, we actually don't have a subscription.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
What 2020 documentary? I'm doing it for the audience.
Oh, sorry.
The question is, what 2020 documentary produced by the horror streaming service Shudder focuses on the alleged curse of iconic horror films such as Poltergeist and The Crow.
Let's see, what is it called? Cursed Films.
That's the answer.
Well, probably could have guessed that.
I guess we could have guessed that, but I would have never.
I would have given a much more fancy name than
would
that.
Would have never known that.
What 1992 film featuring FBI agent Dale Cooper is a prequel and sequel to a popular TV series created by Mark Frost and David Lynch? I was not old enough to watch anything in 92. What 1992 film featuring FBI agent Dale Cooper is a prequel and sequel to a popular TV series created by Mark Frost and David Lynch? It's a 1992 film.
Is it a film?
Yeah, but it's inspired by, or it's a prequel and a sequel, sorry, to a popular TV series.
I want to say Kindred the Embrace, but I don't think that's the right.
Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me.
We are terrible at this so far.
Well, in 1992, I was like 5, so I certainly wasn't watching anything horror related at that point.
Okay. I'm trying to find something you will get.
Yeah.
Okay, we saw this movie, so you should be able to do this.
Oh God. Okay.
What animal becomes a significant character and symbol in the 2019 film Midsommar? Let me reread that again. What animal becomes a significant character and symbol in the 2019 film Midsommar?
Was that like a goat or something?
You're saying goat? I want to say dog. But they were.
That movie was like
they
trippy.
Were on that little religious community, so cult, religious group, whatever. I honestly don't know. It's a bear.
Fuck.
Who the fuck knew that?
Probably people who aren't stupid like us. I need to rewatch Midsommar because, you know, when we were watching it, I was just like, what is happening in this entire movie? And I think I missed like half of it.
Okay, what's yours?
Let's see. A group of friends encounter the Foundation on the Appalachian. Is that? I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Trail.
Appalachian.
Appalachian. Like, you know how you say it and then you just can't get it.
Yes.
Trail in what 2021 reboot?
A group of, what, reread the question.
A group of friends encounter the Foundation on the Appalachian Trail in what 2021 reboot?
I have no idea.
No. Wrong Turn.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was maybe a movie you had
seen. I have seen that.
I thought you had maybe seen this movie.
A group of friends encounter
the Foundation. Yeah.
Is that the name of the people?
I think it is.
Okay, so you should get this. We've done an episode on this one.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the killer in the 2016 movie Terrifier?
They're talking about Art the Clown?
Art the Clown it is.
Fuck off, Art the Clown.
We got one right for you guys. Who's keeping score out there?
Obviously not us because we're doing terrible. I wonder what this one is. I don't know if you'll know this. I don't know if we all know this. Tagline. So this is a tagline for the movie. She's evil and not just high school evil. Name the movie.
She's evil.
But not just high school evil.
I have no idea.
Is it like Jennifer's Body or something? Were they in high school?
Oh, yeah. That may be Jennifer's Body.
Ha!
Oh, there you go.
Ha. See, I got one.
Okay. What 2021 film stars Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson in the 9th installment of the Saw franchise?
So you need to know the name of the particular Saw movie.
I can
Saw
see
number 9.
I can see Chris Rock's face on the box. Uh-huh. I want to say it's spiral.
I have no clue.
That's when I want to say it's spiral.
Let's look.
Let's see.
You got it.
That's right. Good job. Did spiral. There you go.
The Saw franchise is one I have not seen, and now I'm very behind.
I literally, that was a guess, but I could see Chris Rock's face.
Yeah.
On the box.
All right, you ready for this one?
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue, one is dead, and so are you.
Is this Valentine's Day?
That's got to be Valentine's Day with Boreanaz, right?
David Boreanaz.
My Bloody Valentine.
Nah, we didn't get that. That's two different movies.
Don't they use the same shit in Valentine's Day?
I would have said it was Valentine's Day, but it's my
Bloody. I feel like they do the same.
It's My Bloody Valentine's Day.
But don't
Day.
They do like the same poem? Don't no. they do that? What do they do in Valentine's Day?
Something different. We're going
to have to look that up.
You got
to
look that up.
Okay.
A group of teenagers are forced to protect their neighborhood in the Bronx from vampires. In what 2020 comedy/horror film? The question is, a group of teenagers are forced to protect their neighborhood in the Bronx from vampires. In what 2020 comedy/horror film?
Have we seen this? In the Bronx.
Is it Vampire in Brooklyn?
I don't know. Turn it over.
Oh, Vampire in the Bronx. Vampires versus the Bronx.
That would be in Brooklyn. That's funny.
Gotcha. That's what I would have said, Vampire in Brooklyn. But the real answers are Vampires versus the Bronx.
Except they're in the Bronx.
Yeah, so. That's what I said.
Yeah, but you said Brooklyn. But they're in the Bronx. So why would it be Vampires in Brooklyn?
I'm sorry. Maybe I misread that.
Anyway, it's fine.
The group of teenagers are forced to protect their neighborhood in the Bronx from vampires in what 2020 comedy horror film? The answer is Vampires versus the Bronx. Just so everybody knows.
Anyway, what is Bill's artifact in the film series It? Does that mean the balloon?
Is it the balloon?
No, Georgie's paper boat. I don't know what I think they mean by artifact.
I have no idea.
Well, probably everybody else knows, and, you know, we're just stupid, so...
What is the name of Dr. Frank N. Focker's creation?
Frankenfurters,
I'm sorry. In the Rocky Horror Picture Show. What's the answer?
I saw that when I was in college. His creation? Oh, because he made Rocky. That's right.
I've never seen that. I've tried to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but it is just too strange for me.
I think that's the point and why people like it.
And I guess I don't understand why it's so strange.
Because.
And I try to find meaning into that. And I'm just like, I guess I'm.
I think it's just trying to get to a certain group of people. There are a lot of people who really enjoy that movie.
No,
I'm not, like the outsiders, the freaks, the weirdos.
I'm not knocking it. I mean. Different strokes for different
Maybe
folks.
Maybe we should try and rewatch the original.
Maybe.
I think you know this one. Vince Vaughn plays the blissful butcher in what 2020 film by Blumhouse? Because I feel like you made me watch this.
It has the girl from...
Yeah, there's that chick in it, right?
She died in Scream.
Yeah, because you go, we should watch this.
I can see he was a serial killer, then he was the friend and everything like that. I just can't think of the name. I know it's by Blumhouse.
I said that, yeah.
I can't remember the
Freaky.
Name. Freaky, that's it. Freaky, that's it. You should get this one.
Oh, no.
All work and no play make Jack a doll boy.
The Shining?
Name the movie. That is correct. It is The Shining.
I got one. I don't know. Do you know this one? John Waters wrote and directed this 1994 dark comedy starring Kathleen Turner as a passionate mother.
I don't. Do you?
Serial Mom.
That's you know, there's a girl that cosplays.
Yeah.
And she always has the
pie.
That's
why I knew the name looked familiar to me because I'm like, I feel like I looked that up.
And I always see her and she always has the pie.
Yeah.
Tagline. The last man on Earth is not alone. Name the movie.
What? On Earth?
Yeah, the last...
That sounds like...
The last man on Earth is
like
not
like I Am alone. Legend or something. Like the alien.
I would say I Am Legend too. But oh, yeah.
Do they count that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Is that a horror movie?
I guess. I guess they
say I guess in my mind it was always like action, thrill. I don't know what it was. I feel like I kind of know. A doppelganger is determined to destroy a webcam model's career by hijacking her erotic webcam channel in what 2018 psychological horror film? Isn't it like there's one like The Roommate or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it The Roommate?
That's what I'm saying. Cam. No. What is The Room? No, The Roommate. I guess they're roommates, not.
Yeah.
Not over TV. That sounds interesting, though.
When a lonely animal shelter employee kidnaps a young waitress, where does he keep her captured in the 2016 movie?
Oh, isn't that like his like basement fallout shelter thing? Isn't that with, maybe I'm thinking of a different movie, but is this one with John Goodman?
I have no idea. Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah.
It's the steel cage in an animal shelter.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of a different movie.
I have no idea.
There's so many movies out there that we clearly don't know.
Clearly. And I thought I was a connoisseur of horror.
It's
but,
hard to like
but
keep
clearly,
up, though. Okay. What fictional drug used to suppress dreams was featured in Freddy vs. Jason and A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors? And this is all you, buddy.
It's the drug that you took.
Yeah. What's the name of it? I fucking said that. What fictional drug?
I have no idea. I could see.
Starts with an H.
Who's the... The guy that was a robot in Buffy, and he was in Three's Company, John Ritter. John Ritter's son was in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I can see him.
Which one? Nightmare 3 or Freddy versus Jason?
Freddy versus Jason.
Oh.
John, and he's escaped from the mental institution, and he's like Ivermectin?
No.
No?
Ivermectin's like a real Ivermectin. Drug that was a COVID thing. It says starts with an H. H-Y.
I have no idea.
Hypnocell.
Hypnocell. Yes. You ready for this one?
Probably not.
The Walking Dead's Greg Nicotero appeared under which famous makeup effects veteran on Days of the Dead?
So they want the name of the other guy?
Yes.
Tom, what's his face?
The Walking Dead's Greg Nicotero appeared under the which famous makeup effects veteran on the Days of the Dead?
Yeah.
He was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
I know Tom.
Tom Savini.
Savini. Right. Yeah.
I have always have a trouble with his name.
Yeah.
But he does a makeup artist school, special effects school in like Ohio or something. You ready for this one?
Yeah, you can go.
Keanu Reeves stars in what 1997 supernatural horror film about a lawyer who sells himself to the devil?
Did he watch this? I think you wanted me to watch it.
Yeah, no, didn't. I think we have watched it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought we talked about it, but we never actually watched it. But I know vaguely what movie you're talking about. I don't know if we actually sat and watched it. I think you showed me the trailer.
Okay. What's your guess?
I don't remember the name of it, though.
The Devil's Advocate.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
For a movie. Is this... Okay, let me read this. But I'm like, I feel like this is the same movie we already did. Named after a song title by the rock band Hole, Megan Fox stars in what 2009 film about a demonically possessed high school student? Isn't that Jennifer's Body again?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this... They already had that in there twice?
Yeah. In 1988, the film 976 Evil marks the directorial debut of this horror legend.
So it's somebody...
1988? Well, who was alive in 1988? We clearly were not.
Yes, you were. You were four.
Oh, I was four.
And
you're
I was
right.
Alive, too. Well, it wouldn't have been...
Is it Evil Dead?
I think Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi?
Maybe. Robert Englund.
Robert Englund. Wow.
Okay. This one you'll get.
Okay.
This stuntman played what would become a fan favorite portrayal of Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th, Part 6, The New Blood.
Is it Miko Hughes?
No. The Jason. They played Jason. Miko is not Jason.
Is it Kane Hodder?
Yes, Kane Hodder. Yes.
Oh, you will definitely get this one.
Oh, God.
Which Scream Queen is famously known for her role as Jamie Lloyd in Halloween 4 and 5?
Oh, Danielle.
And if you not listen to our... episode with her.
We do talk about that.
We did talk about this. To see the video, you have to subscribe to Limitless Broadcasting Network.
That is Danielle Harris.
Danielle Harris is correct. Sorry, there's a little bit of silence in between here. We're trying to figure out which answer we're trying to go for.
Do you know, I don't know this actor's name. I know his face. This horror icon is most notably known for his role as Captain Spaulding in the Rob Zombie films.
I know his face. He's the bald-headed guy.
Sid Haig.
Okay.
But I know who it is, but I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think I knew his name.
I couldn't tell you.
I've got two that I think we know. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the name of the guidebook for the spirits new to the afterlife in Beetlejuice?
The Souls for Recently Departed.
It's the handbook for the recently deceased. Who directed the 1963 horror thriller film The Birds, starring Tippi Hedren?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. That is a fucked up movie.
I have one for you.
I don't like it.
Tagline, pray, slay, display.
That's the tagline?
Yeah.
Pray,
slay, display.
Pray, slay,
name display. The movie.
What the fuck?
Pray, slay, display. Pray.
But it's pray like, not like pray to God. It's
right.
like you're chasing.
Yeah, chasing after. Slay.
Slay and display.
Horror movies.
And you said maybe I should know this?
If it's not Texas Chainsaw Massacre, maybe it's...
I was like, I don't think they do that for Texas Chainsaw. Even
maybe
though
it's House of Wax.
I don't know.
House of Wax. Yes,
there you go.
That was totally a guess.
I don't even know if I've seen House of Wax.
Really?
Because when that movie came out, I think when I was maybe not appropriate for me to watch it.
What do you got for me?
I'm looking. Oh, do you know what the alias of Freddy Krueger was before he was killed by angry parents?
He was the teacher.
No, like what was his name as a like
Freddy?
No.
Krueger?
No.
No.
No, like what were they calling him? Like, you know, like he had a killer nickname.
Yeah.
Didn't we just tell you? It's a Springwood Slasher.
I could not have told you that.
Oh, sorry.
I could not have told you that.
Let's try this one. Tagline. Check in, relax, take a shower. Think about it.
Is it knock, knock?
No.
Check in.
Relax, take a shower. What's a movie that's big thing is in a hotel? In a shower.
Psycho.
Yeah. Psycho.
Okay, I got one for you. What state does the 1999 film Blair Witch Project take place?
In what state?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it like Colorado or some shit? Maine.
I think it's Washington. Upstate Washington.
I saw that movie in 99. So I was 12-ish. And I should not have watched that movie.
I'm guessing about the Washington.
I don't know where it was at. Where is it?
It's Maryland. But that's near Washington, right?
Did you mean Washington, D.C. or the state?
Because the state.
No, it's not fucking near Washington State.
Oh, okay. Maryland.
Oh, my God. I was stabbed to death in the shower by creepy motel owner Norman Bates. Who am I?
It's the girl that played Psycho. It's Jamie Lee Curtis's mother.
Marion Crane.
Yes. Who received an initial Oscar for the best makeup in 1981 for American Werewolf in London?
Like the makeup artist?
Yeah.
I don't know. He did a very good job and we saw a thing about him at Universal Studios. I don't know his name. Rick Baker. I feel bad because we talked about him. And I did not remember his name.
That's why I asked you that question.
I know we talked about him, but I did not remember his name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Filming during the pandemic. What did six friends try to perform on a Zoom call in 2020 film Host?
I have no idea. I've never seen that movie. A seance. Why? We would definitely wouldn't have seen that movie because you're so funny about Ouija boards.
Correct me if I'm wrong for the listeners out there. Do you guys think Ouija boards are something to play around with? Let me know.
I ran out, my pals.
You want some more?
Well, that gives you answers.
Well, yeah.
You got these all mixed up.
Well, clearly.
Oh, my God.
We're only going to do a few more. Because clearly, we are not the best at this.
I got one. Natalie Portman won an Oscar for portraying a ballerina whose dark side is revealed in what 2012 film?
The Swan.
Isn't it Black Swan? It's Black Swan. Yeah.
Tagline, evil runs in the family. Name the movie. I think it's Evil Dead.
Evil runs in the family. I don't know. It's probably not Evil Dead, though.
No?
No. Oh, it's Hereditary.
Hereditary. I'm sorry. You know, Hereditary.
Here. Name the movie. Do you like scary movies?
Yes. Scream.
Da-da-da. Yeah.
In 1998, the first installment of what slasher series focused on murders at a college campus that resembled folklore legends? Daniel Harris was in this.
No, that's Urban Legend.
Yes. That's the movie that got me into being like, I want to do production work.
Mm. Who wrote, directed, and produced the second film in the Firefly film series, The Devil's Rejects?
Devil's Rejects.
I know this one.
Who wrote and produced it?
Yeah. Rob Zombie.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's Rob Zombie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
It's a Rob Zombie thing.
I was actually thinking of another one with Harrison Ford and Brad Pitt.
I have no idea.
That's where my head went.
Ooh, I got another one.
Okay.
I'm like on a roll. I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
They Live. And that was Roddy Piper that said that.
Da-da-da.
A photographer confirmed to have a wheelchair believes he has witnessed a murder in what Alfred Hitchcock film?
I don't know.
I don't think
I've seen all of... No.
Rear Window.
I don't think I've seen that Alfred Hitchcock movie. Nicolas Cage plays Red Miller, who seeks vengeance when his peaceful life is destroyed by a cult in what 2018 psychedelic horror film?
Well, that was our dog.
Lucifer has an opinion on
Lucifer
this.
Wants me to get... What was the question?
Nicolas Cage plays Red Miller, who seeks vengeance when his peaceful life is destroyed by a cult in what 2018 psychedelic horror film?
It's not Easy Rider. It's the Silent Hill.
Mandy.
Mandy?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Well, we're going to wrap this up soon because clearly...
There's a lot of movies we need to watch.
Okay. I got one. A group of friends are stranded when their car breaks down and discovers they are being stalked by a group of Campbells in what 2003 film starring Elijah Buku?
Dushku.
The girl, Faith from Buffy. The Hills Have Eyes.
I've never seen that.
I'm assuming it is. Wrong Turn, shit.
I was going to say, but I didn't think she was in that movie. All right. During a family ritual, what game card is pulled during the bride's wedding night in the movie Ready or Not?
Hide and seek.
Da, 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 da. And then do you have another one or I have one I think we'll get?
Nope. We'll go on out on a bang on that one.
Okay. Oh, you know what? This is the perfect one. What is the name of the company that manufactures Halloween masks in the movie Halloween 3, Season of the Witch?
I know it. It does. One more day till Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween. One more day to Halloween.
Halloween.
Silver Shamrock.
Yeah.
Silver Shamrock.
Silver Shamrock, yeah.
Da, 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 da. That stupid song forever lives in your head.
You know what? It's London Bridge is Falling Down because
yeah,
it was
the same tune.
It was not copyrighted.
Yeah.
Well, guys, how many questions did you guys get right?
Probably way more than us.
Out of the 40 minutes we've been on the air.
So these we did not use.
How many questions did you get right? Let us know. Let us know that we need to work on our volume of movies.
No, we did use them.
We will definitely play this again. But we wanted to break up what we were doing. Sorry for Lucifer barking because he has an opinion on everything.
He's kind of rude.
So,
what do you expect to have a dog named Lucifer, though?
You're right.
You know,
please subscribe to the network, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, and please go and grab your horror merch. We are expanding into hip hop. So, I'm coming up with a couple, this won't be surprising for anybody.
No.
I'm coming out with a couple Nelly shirts and Murphy Lee shirts to start out with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you big fan of the St. Lunatics? It will surely be on our site soon.
Yeah, he's working on it.
And I have some Tales from the Crypt shirts. I know
that. Very cool looking.
I know the first season of Tales from the Crypt is streaming on Shudder, which I tried to get the streaming rights for our network, but they were super expensive.
So
I did not get that, but I did get the third season of, what was it?
Andy Griffith?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Not quite the same as Tales from the Crypt.
But I'm trying to get...
Similar. And, similar vibes.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to offer you what I can. So hit me up. Hit us up.
Yep.
Let us know what you thought of the show. Mm-hmm. How many questions did you get right? And remember, everybody's entitled to one good scare. Yep. And we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Today's episode was produced by Robbie and Sammy Brooksby. Remember, the things you hear in the dark are usually just the beginning. Until next time, stay spooky.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and rant radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
We have 9/11. It kind of reminds me of when Pearl Harbor happened. Or because that was, the president knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen before it happened. And it was just an excuse for us to get into the war. Like
they knew that these planes were going to be hijacked well before they were hijacked.
Right. And people,
I'm not so sure
the government that. But they would get in trouble or they would get arrested if they tried to stop it.
Well, because they needed it.
Right.
And they're, you know, I personally, could they have put those planes into the buildings? Absolutely. Do I believe the planes are what brought down the buildings? I do not. Do I think that there was something else added to these planes as they went in? Most likely. Or did they have, you know, directed energy strikes? Did they have missiles? Did they have bombs implanted in the planes as they were flown in? I think most of the passengers on these planes were incapacitated. There were reports. I can't remember which plane it was. This lady got a phone call out. And she said there was gas coming out of the vents. She was trying to call her husband, and she was talking about there was gas coming out of the vents and people were falling unconscious. So, wow.
I never heard that.
You didn't hear about that one?
No, I did not hear about that. Tell me more about that.
That was covered on Alex Jones's show.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's the king of covering the 9/11 conspiracies and stuff.
It's hard to find these days.
I think a lot of the 9/11
stuff has been scrubbed out.
Absolutely. Just looking up stuff for this episode, you find a lot of debunked conspiracy theories. You can't really find anything that actually shows you a spot for true conspiracy theories. It'll give you a list, but it'll tell you the debunked.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, I agree 100%. Looking up this, trying to figure out like what's A to B, when the president knew stuff, when he didn't know stuff, just how the buildings fell. Well, I was watching the video. Demolition. It was steel can't melt, and you remember
steel can melt, but not at that temperature.
So at a certain temperature, it will melt. But like when the plane hit it and they were like, all this fuel helped it melt. That's not true. It's not hot enough.
But they said that it got hot enough to weaken the steel. Okay, I'll give you that. If it weakened with the winds, it doesn't matter how calm a day it is. The wind that those buildings have hitting it at all times.
Oh, for sure.
If it weakened, it would have collapsed like that.
Right.
And it would have taken out
When
all kinds of people in building. Right. It wouldn't have come down.
Collapse to the side since people can't see you. So it's going to collapse to the side.
It wouldn't have pancaked like that. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have come like
straight down. It would have collapsed to the side.
Right. So I don't buy it. I never have. And most of the people who have heard these stories or were around during it don't believe it either.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can prove any theory. If you throw enough money at it and find the right people to scream about it, you can prove any side of your story.
Absolutely. And
I believe that they have just found, you know, quack scientists who say that, you know, the planes themselves were the ones that took down the buildings. You know what I mean? Like the jet fuel and the paper and cardboard, whatever else was inside there, was enough to bring down those buildings.
Right. Are you fighting with your dog?
I am.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Is she trying to play with you?
While I'm on, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what my dogs try to do. So 9/11, what do you think their agenda was? Do you think it was overall the Patriot Act and then going into Baghdad?
I think it was a multifaceted plan. I think that in order to get everybody on board with being able to do such a...
So you needed something to happen.
In order to do some kind of attack like that and to get people on... Because, I mean, we're talking about a domestic attack.
Right.
A very large domestic attack. We're not just talking about the Twin Towers. We're talking about putting the Pentagon into it. And then the other plane that went over, what was it, Pennsylvania that went down?
Yeah, there were supposed to be like four planes.
Yep.
One went over Pennsylvania. One was going, and then they said a plane hit the Pentagon.
Yep.
But did you hear the reporter say, there's no plane here? There's right. nothing. There's no Somebody plane there. Live and on plus, air saying that.
The hole where the plane supposedly went into the Pentagon
uh-huh.
was too small.
Right.
It's too small. There's no way that a Boeing 747 would have made that small of an impact.
Right.
Plus, we're talking about DC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You mean there's no restricted airfields there are in DC?
Do you know how? If you come within a certain amount of miles, they'll shoot you down, regardless if you're a commercial airline or not.
Right.
You're getting shot down.
Absolutely.
So you're telling me a commercial plane made it that far without fighter jets being scrambled and being right alongside that thing and taking it down if they had to? No. Give me a break.
Somebody should have known about this. Like you
Everybody
can't
knew
that
about
far.
It. We're talking about radar.
Right.
Just radar. Just primitive radar. Picked up that damn plane when it was 300-400 miles away from it. They knew the trajectory it was on. They knew exactly where it was going.
Why do you think they didn't do that? Why did scrambled jets and shot it down?
They did. I'm sure they did. That plane didn't hit the Pentagon. They used that as a distraction.
As a distraction for something else.
And had a missile strike that hit the Pentagon. That's the only thing that could have moved fast enough and create that kind of damage and get past our defenses and do the damage it did to the Pentagon. They used a smart bomb, a smart missile that went in there and just, boom, took it out. That was it.
Do you remember right after 9/11, any cameras, like any buildings... Like if you're a 7-Eleven and you had a camera facing in there,
it's all confiscated.
Yeah, they went in there and confiscated all the video right after the attack.
Right.
And they did it to every store.
Yes, they did.
Why would they do that? Because they want something covered up.
Yep. They're afraid of what people might see or what might get released. And during that time period, you know, our technology wasn't what it is. There was no way to instantly share it.
Right.
Today, there's no way you can get away with that. Right.
What was the poppin' social media platform back then? I don't even think we had one yet.
MySpace?
I think it was MySpace. Yeah. But I don't even think people were sharing this on MySpace.
No, it really wasn't much. Nobody was doing that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
I mean, Your cell phones, we still had, you know, one button scroll through your letters on top of the number to try and send a text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, yeah, that was a different time.
It's been confirmed that MySpace was the key social media back in those days. So, thank you for the confirmation, Samantha. So... I got a text. She was like, oh, it's MySpace.
Yep.
So can you imagine being in the building at this time? And like the people that were there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were just like hopping out of the windows. What do you think their last thought was? Like, I'm going to die.
One way or another, I'm going to die. So I'm going to go at my hands. Either I'm going to burn alive or I'm going to...
I'm assuming that's why people jumped.
Yep.
Because the fire was so. So it went into like the first plane got hit like the 52nd floor or the 60th floor. And the other plane hit like.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Floor.
There wasn't really fire. you can watch any videos of that at all. You see some smoke,
right?
Because there is a little bit, but it's not like it was a roaring, you know, fire that was stopping people from getting out. Those planes hit stairwells. They hit elevators and stairwells. They block off those damn. They blocked off the exits, so all those people were trapped.
Right. So before the actual attacks happened, I hear they were working on the elevators with armed guards around them, like days before it happened. And people are like, that's weird. Why do these technicians need all these armed guards around them? Why are they working?
So they could disable all the methods of escape for all these people.
Right.
You know, you can take down a building, but if you know, it's a tragedy if the building goes down, but it is a true disaster if the loss of human life is enormous.
Right. You know, and that's why they want as much loss of life that day. Almost 3,000 people were killed.
Human life means nothing to these people.
Absolutely not. Nothing. We're both expendable. Highly expendable.
It's not just us both. It's everybody on this planet. There are the haves, and then there are the have-nots. They believe that they are entitled to everything, and we are the serfs. You know, we are the ones that if you know that expression, in order to make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs. We're their eggs, and they don't care how many eggs they break. I mean, they just don't. That's where human resources comes from. You know,
right.
We're just a resource.
Right. You know?
We're the dumb breeders. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Right. No,
that's
absolutely
the way they look at us.
People in the building on 9/11, the people that got out, they kept saying they heard pops. Pop, pop, pop.
Uh-huh.
Before like big explosions happen.
Yeah. It's the explosions. It was the explosives going off, getting ready to detonate the building so it could drop, taking out the support beams.
It
happens at any demolition.
If you look at like when they tore down the Wynn or the Stardust from the casino out in Vegas, it went down the same way the towers went down.
Yeah,
the same identical thing. And then they say, no, a plane did this.
Nope. There's no way. And I mean, anybody who's a rational thinker, I mean, you don't even have to be the smartest person on the planet. If you just look at it logically,
right?
There's no way that makes sense to you. It doesn't matter how many times this is the definition of gaslighting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And people that actually believe that this happened, I mean, I believe the tragedy happened. I believe the disaster happened.
Right.
That is not, but it's the method that they used to create this disaster.
Right.
And they did it to us. And our own government was complicit in doing this.
Well, it's not the first time the government has been complicit to do things like.
No, not at all.
In Cuba, they were trying to get us into war in Cuba. They were thinking about hijacking some bus and like. Killing a bunch of people and saying the Cubans did it. And that would have got us to go out to war with Fidel Castro.
Yep.
But for some reason, that didn't happen. Pearl Harbor was an inside job. They knew exactly when the bombs were going to be. I mean, that's confirmed to this day. What else? I mean, the list can go on and on. It kind of reminds me of what we did to the Indians. We were friends with them. And then we gave them all these blankets full of smallpox and everything. And we just wanted their land.
Right.
And so it's kind of something like that.
100% it is.
So what do you think the outcome has been from all this?
The Gulf of Tonkin. That was another one that got us into Vietnam.
Explain that one for the viewers.
For the viewers, Gulf of Tonkin?
Yeah.
It was let's see. Get it right. It's where the United States forces were carrying out covert amphibious operations on the North Vietnamese, and they were blaming it on others to get us into it.
Okay.
To get our involvement in Vietnam, because we were trying to stay out of it.
Right. We were trying to stay neutral.
Yep. So it was kind of the same with World War II. You know, we were staying out of that one.
I know. And I agree. Then
Pearl Harbor hit, and we were in the war.
Yeah. And that they knew exactly if that happened, there would be an outcry of support. And then Americans, have you ever noticed if something happens to this country, we come together, Americans come together and want to fight.
Yeah.
That's one thing that they weren't counting on, especially with 9/11. The unity of being an American was so strong, especially after it went down. Oh, I'm a proud American, and everybody hanging up their flags. They counted on that. Nowadays.
They knew that. They knew that was going to happen. They knew that that was the perfect. They use predictive programming. They know exactly what it takes to push people to get the desired reaction that they want. They knew exactly what to do to get us right where they wanted us. We hook, line, and sinker agreed to the Patriot Act.
Oh, absolutely. We begged for it.
We had that security now, but yes, we gave up all kinds of liberties for it.
They can legally spy on us without warrants. Yeah, they can enter our property without warrants. If they think you're a terrorist, they can hold you indefinitely without going to court because of the Patriot Act.
Well, you got to really read these things because they can't just do this stuff, but it's real easy to classify you as something. It's real easy. I mean, you'd be surprised how loosely they use domestic terror. You know what I mean? They can put that title on anybody basically.
Well,
because it doesn't take very much to be called a domestic terrorist because all you are is
ties into the 9/11 as well.
Ish. Yes. He found out the truth about what was going on with the country, and then he decided he was going to do some rectification for it.
And that's how, right.
But, I mean, that's one version of it. The other version is he was an MK Ultra.
True.
You know, he was, what's the word I'm looking for? He was
a Manchurian candidate?
Well, under MK Ultra,
you can
he
go
was one of the them. They just used that kind of mind control programming, right. Round him up, sent him in there, and let him do his thing. I mean, he was the perfect patsy for it.
Right. I mean, we definitely should do an episode on the Oklahoma City bombing because that indirectly ties into all of this. We'll see what you think.
Right.
There's so many, all these conspiracies are so convoluted. They're all interconnected.
Well, the problem with 9/11 was that so many people died
for greed.
It was greed. I mean,
it was over greed.
It was greed for some. It was over power control and, you know, the ability to spy on us all by some. It was over a family's, you know, butthurt philosophies, you know, that they wanted to get in there and get their name back, you know. Mm-hmm. But also there were items in Iraq that other power structures wanted control of.
Right.
You know, Iraq is supposedly... you know, had a working Stargate, and whoever has control of those Stargates has control of a lot of things. That's interdimensional travel right there.
Right.
Not to mention all the antiquities that proved where civilization began and where we came from. And the Anunnaki. And
yeah, that's exactly right. You're talking about the Anunnaki.
And those who control that kind of stuff control the true power. I mean, greed and family vendettas and things like that, that's minor stuff. But it's when you get into the real things, the beginning of our species, you know?
Right.
Controlling the actual
world.
Controlling the implements that help these interdimensional beings go back and forth, you know?
Right.
That's a pretty profound power to have control of, and to have a working one. And I've heard that it's not the only working one, and there's a few of them in the world.
Where would be another one?
That was an easy one for us to get to, because it was already in a conflict area, so that was easy for us to get to.
Was that in the green zone?
Do what?
Was that in the green zone? I feel like it was. I feel like they made a movie that it was like looking for weapons of mass destruction, and they cleared it. But the reason why they went in there was because of the Stargate.
Oh, well, they've made movies about all kinds of stuff like that. But the only weapons of mass destruction were what was found in these libraries and in these museums. And the true information, you know, because the things that were there could have destroyed religion
and brought it down to his knees.
Religion is the main way to control the population.
Right.
I mean, they've been doing it for a millennia. So if you could topple religions by uncovering what was actually documented in there, you know, physically there, just needing to be shown to people, they're never going to let that out.
You know, absolutely, what I mean?
There's no way. The churches make too much money and have too much control over people. And can you imagine what would happen to people if they were to find out that, you know, their belief system isn't exactly what they think it is? And I'm not here to argue theology with anybody like that. I mean, believe what you want to. That's a great thing about this world. You can believe anything you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there are those who believe in that. What is it? The flying spaghetti monster thing. So
you lost me on that. This flying spaghetti monster. What's that?
What are they? Pastafarians?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see.
We don't know.
Yeah, Pastafarianism, also known as the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I'm saying
you can believe in whatever you want.
Right.
But if there is proof of the origin, you know, the origination of our species in the Middle East, you know,
they're never going to let that out.
That's not going to be something that is ever going to see the light of day.
Absolutely not.
Not just I mean, that's like when they went to Egypt. Every time there's a major archaeological find in Egypt, the governments go in there first.
Right.
And they see what's there before it's allowed to be released to any museum or anywhere like that.
The
Smithsonian is controlled by the government.
And it's very
Have so much stuff that'll never be seen by anybody.
Just like the Vatican does too.
The Vatican's archives are books.
I hear they have a working time machine that they can look into the past. They have goggles that you look in and you can see the past and what happened. And it's at the Vatican. They have things sealed off that they'll never bring up. You know?
I do know what you're talking about.
That came out couple years ago. A whistleblower came out and was like, yeah, there's a working time machine there. I can't remember what it's actually called.
Chronovisor.
Yes.
The chronovisor.
That you could look at the past.
Well, I'm not saying they do and I'm not saying they don't, but if they go through such trouble to debunk and make sure that we don't ever get the chance to see any of these things, you know, it makes me think that maybe there's some truth to it.
So you don't ever think there'll be a time where all this stuff, it just comes out and says, yep, aliens are real. Everything that we've came out and said is a lie. There's people on Mars. Well, we have bases on Mars. All this.
They're working on. I mean, there are some things that are coming out that they have to. It's just getting too hard to control. The way the genie is almost out of the bottle and they can't put it back in. They're starting to have to extraterrestrials. They're slowly starting to admit.
They're there. They're real.
They've told us for 100 years that, you know, there's no such thing as aliens. You know, don't believe this. Don't believe that. If they go back and completely say, you know what, hey, we lied to you. This is what we found. This is what's here. They lose all credibility. People will be in an uproar. Right. There's too many people that are too invested in it. You still have a large majority of the public that will believe hook, line, and sinker whatever the government tells them. And even the ones that do question a little bit are still in the back of their mind like, well, no, there's no way they would actually lie to us, you know, because they're our government. They're for us, you know, and we get new people in there. So how could they pop? Because everybody has a way to be controlled. Right. It doesn't matter who you are. If you make it into politics, they've got a way to control you. Right. They're going to find a way to control you. They're going to find some way to gather incriminating evidence or get you in a compromising scenario.
Something. Everybody can be blackmailed.
And you are going to be under their control. And for most people, it's money. There's no way that these people go into public office, you know, barely rubbing two nickels together and coming out multimillionaires. Right. You know what I mean? Because
they're being paid to keep their mouth shut.
Well, not necessarily mouth shut. It's to push whatever line they want. Or it doesn't matter if it's pushing that, you know, 9/11 was, you know, a terroristic operation, and it was buildings were brought down by planes, and Building 7 was brought down by, you know, a piece of paper was on fire and caught the right draft and blew through the window and came down. You know, it started. Who knows?
But they
can always find somebody to do that.
What did they say about Building 7 and why it came down?
They obfuscated that one. They never really gave anything.
But people just filled in the blanks and they were like, well, obviously something happened.
Yeah.
Nobody pushed that topic.
It was pushed, but it wasn't pushed on. If it was pushed on like the news or something like that, it was always shifted to another topic real quick.
Right.
You were always cut off. You were always spoken over. You know, nothing was ever. The only time it was ever talked about or pushed was through, you know, a conspiracy related show or somebody who was trying to bring upon a different topic or different narrative. Viewpoint. Yeah.
Right.
So,
but they would always make that person look crazy because they're just like, this can't be real. This is what the government said has happened. But if you look at the cold, hard facts, it just doesn't add up.
Well, and that was the thing with Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones has a lot of very, very good information on these topics. He put in a lot of legwork on it. Problem is, he's a very eccentric person. And he got wrapped up. You know what I mean? He gave him an inch to run on with him being crazy. And it discounted everything all the true things he brought up before. But this guy...
Subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com to finish listening to the episode ad-free.